Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome to Frankly Speaking Radio. We are in our third hour tonight, and that would be the third and final hour. Again, some big changes going on with some things that I've talked about at the beginning of the show. And just to kind of keep you in the loop and catch up those who are just listening to us, first of all, welcome to all of you who are listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. Lots of great information there, including information that is empowering to you, such as the information we talked about earlier, which is this. The show is going to be cut down to 3 hours rather than four, and tonight will be our last night on the shortwave frequency. Now, we will get back on shortwave at a later date, but we have to square away the finances, the expenditures of this program, because it's just like anything else. Things cost money, and it's unfortunate. And I'm just glad that I was able to be here, because it was sort of up in the air, honestly. I wasn't here Friday, you know that. Thursday, no idea if it was going to happen, but you know, we were able to do that, and that was a great thing. And I'm pleased to be back here, pleased to be able to continue to talk to you. Now, again, for those of you who are frequent shortwave listeners, you're a big fan of it, you do have some options. If you enjoy this broadcast and you enjoy other shortwave broadcasts, this is something for you to consider. And this is, of course, something we discussed earlier in the program, which is the idea of having a satellite dish for yourself. Now, you might say, well, that's too expensive. I can't afford that. It's actually not too bad. For those of you who have quality shortwave radios, you know how much they run. Well, at Republic Broadcasting, they've got a satellite package that runs $150, $149.95. And this thing basically comes with a dish and a receiver, and the receiver picks up KU frequencies. And it may pick up other things as well. I'm really not too plugged into the whole thing. Now, KU is basically, it's a satellite format, and there's different kinds and things like that. So if you get this, you'll need to know the specifics, and that is accessible through the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Now, if you don't have a website, and that's the whole reason you listen on shortwave, you should have one of these, because the problems that arise with shortwave frequencies, with them being, somewhat unreliable at certain times of the year, certain times of the day, and certain weather systems, and certain frequencies, some you can get, some you can't. Well, more likely than not, almost every satellite network, every network that uses a satellite will be switching to KU at some point if they haven't already. And this thing will enable you to listen to not just this program, but all of the entire network and other networks as well, because it's just like anything else. You can seek it out on the dial. You can program in the frequency and be able to pick up the shows with crystal clarity. So it's very, very exciting stuff. I would urge you to consider that. Because, again, maybe you're missing some stuff on shortwave. Maybe it's just, a situation where it's hit or miss. Sometimes you can listen, sometimes you can't. Maybe for some reason you feel that this information is too important to ignore, in which case that's an option for you if you are one of those shortwave listeners. Now, we will be back on shortwave, and you can always call in at the request line, is what we'd call it, the on-air number, the 800-313-9443 number, to find out. Odds are that the board op, whoever's handling it tonight, it's Thomas, will be able to answer questions about are we back on shortwave, what's the frequency, and so on and so forth. So that's always an option for you guys. Now, the other thing, too, is there's this FM digital FM wireless transmitter. This thing is really exciting. I believe it's wireless. Anyway, what it does is it plugs into something, and then it broadcasts on the frequency that you type it in. So if you want to listen to this show off of the satellite dish, you plug this into the satellite receiver, you program it on an FM frequency, and then it broadcasts out, I don't know how far, like a couple hundred feet maybe. So maybe you're out in the garage, you just put a little headset on, you tune it to the same radio station, which presumably nothing would be there, normally static, right? This time you're picking up something because it's broadcasting from that receiver to your FM frequency within a range of like 100 feet. So you can wander around the house with some headphones on and hear it and still go about your daily activities without being camped out in front of the shortwave station, radio, or the computer for that matter. So it's a great option. The number to call for that, 800-724-2719. And call during business hours, and somebody there at Republic will be happy to help you, okay? Stay with us. We're back in three.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women. Super Green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. It is our third and final hour as we've changed some things around, as you know. And you're more than welcome, of course, to call in and chat with us if you would prefer. 800-313-9443. And we'll do some news as well, because there's certainly a lot of things going on in the world, right? Let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim, welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, yes.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
You know that I bring up some very important, very simple, but almost unknown information from time to time.
I do know that. I count on that.
Well, I have two very important... Incidentally, I have to go 600 feet up the mountain and cut down at least a dozen trees to hook up a satellite. But my 36 Silverton works great.
Great.
Radio. Mm-hmm. I have about a dozen shortwave radios. Anyway, I have two very important, very short subjects to bring up. And let me tell you about a book. What if I told you... Okay, I'll tell you two stories real quick. Inner city, Baltimore High School. Drugs, broken families, not such good teachers, violence, all kinds of problems. All right? They were 154th in the state in math. All right? Mm-hmm. They adopted a set of books. 3 years later, they banged, I think, number five in the state. In the next 5 years, they banged number one in the state on tests. Story one.
Wow.
Story two, I'll tell you about this young man's name is Nick. He has kind of adopted me as a dad, sort of. He got saved in my house on December 11th of 1999. At any rate, he had flunked algebra once. He squeaked through algebra the second time at a pretty good high school. And he went through geometry just fine. He came over to my house first week of school, and he couldn't do his physics homework, and he couldn't do his Algebra 2 homework, which is review of Algebra 1. And I looked at him and said, Nick, I've been gritching at you. Take this book home and you eat the thing. You consume it. He had tested the 30th percentile on his SATs at the end of his junior year. I gave this to him the first week or so of his school, senior year. 2.5 months later, he took the SAT, banged a 68th percentile.
Wow.
Wow. I've had professional educators say, hey, that's not possible. I said, well, there's his phone number. He's got the paperwork to prove it out. Okay, I'll give you the name of the book. Incidentally, he just graduated from Purdue with a 3.5 average. And
congratulate him, because that's phenomenal.
Yeah, right. That was so funny. First week or so, he's in Purdue, he called me, and I said, where would you be now without Saxon's algebra book? And he says, I sure as H wouldn't be in Purdue.
Wow.
But the guy who wrote is John Saxon. He is deceased in 1996. He's taught in the military academies. I first heard about this in a teaser comment from Paul Harvey in the 1980s, and I've been preaching this for 20 years. And you can turn math flunkers into math flyers. And you don't have to be a math teacher. The kid can go through it and doesn't even have to ask a question. But here's how you obtain the silly thing. Okay, I'm going to repeat this, the website twice. It's Saxon Publishing, S-A-X-O-N, Publishing. .com. His name's John Saxon. SaxonPublishing.com. S-A-X-O-N. Okay. Now, you can also, you can get them off eBay for like 10 or 15 bucks, something like that.
Hmm.
But kids hit a wall when they hit Algebra 1. And I'm very well math educated. I won't give you the details. But I had a hard time with math. And so when every time I find something good, this is amazing. Hillary Clinton, incidentally, took that math.
Really?
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Now, let me give you the kicker. It is illegal for use in public schools in, I know, California and West Virginia.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
It's 'cause something having to do with IGOs, something goals, and I can't remember, educational goals and instructional goals and objectives or something. I can't remember what IGO stands for. I homeschooled for a couple of years. But the bottom line is, yeah, you can't use it in the public schools. Matter of fact, I gave this information to a guy in another county who is deeply involved in education. He's married to education. I mean, he totally sold out for Christ and for kids. But at any rate, he tried it, and his kids did extremely well with it. But then he found out, he got a call all the way from the State Department of Education, you can't use this book. SaxonPublishing.com. And they do have phonetic reading. Homeschoolers are using the stuff. But I have preached this to, I'd say, a couple hundred kids in the last 20 years. And the 20 or so who listened didn't have to go to these fancy, expensive, private tutoring things. They won't tell you about it. But it's SaxonPublishing.com, and it's astounding. And he does mention God on his. He has CDs and this, that, and the other, too. But dig into it if you have any kid who has a problem, because they hit the wall on Algebra 1. And they hit it hard. But this book makes it so simple, you sit there. Saxon was actually a better writer, I think, than mathematician, although he taught at two of our military academies. He had two engineering degrees, too. Flew jets over Korea and maybe over Vietnam, too. I can't remember anything anymore. Okay.
That's phenomenal stuff. It's great to know.
It is phenomenal. And if any kid has a math problem, and we are at rock bottom for the civilized world for our math education, and
yes.
That is why.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the textbooks. I had trouble with calculus when I was in school, in college, and Dad gave me his 1930s calculus book, and it was so simple.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I know about differential equations, all that jazz. Anyway, economics. I have a question for you. I'll give you 5 seconds, and then I'll save you some trouble. Okay, how is wealth created in one sentence?
I would say having something of value makes you wealthy.
Well, wealth is created
mm-hmm.
when you take something of little or no value and increase its value as a result of human endeavor.
Mm, okay.
Now, those are the words of Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations, 1776. Now, if you had been born 50 years earlier, you would know that, because Adam Smith's work was almost required reading for anybody who got out of college. Mm. All right? Wealth is created when you take something of little or no value and increase its value as a result of human endeavor. Sometime in the 30s after the New Deal, economics education got scrambled. Now, you see, Adam Smith said a lot of things. He said that government shouldn't consume more than 5% of the economy. He also defined value as that value which a willing seller and a buyer are willing to trade at a point in time, or at a certain time. All right, economics is extremely simple. But what they've done to the economics education, what they've done to math education, I don't even want to talk about it because I'll start cussing. But at any rate, basically, it was a situation where if you read The Wealth of Nations, you will understand simple things like all wealth is ultimately either dug out of or grown out of the ground.
Yes.
Now, maybe there are some exceptions, because, like, if you want oxygen, you have to suck it out of the air, you know, separate it out. But for whatever reasons, you know, economics is extremely, incredibly simple. There's another fellow who has simplified economics in the late 70s, and I've I've forgotten more economics than I can remember. But at any rate, there's a cat by the name of Milton Friedman. He is a Nobel Prize winner, in economics, because he was the first one to create computer algorithms for various economic systems. And he studied economics all over the world. And he has a book out. I don't know if it's still in print or not, but it's a real simple little book. I figured that little rascal's maybe 3/8 to 1/2 inch thick. I don't remember. But it's a little bitty, you know, hip pocket type book. But it's called Free to Choose. And after I'd read Adam Smith, you know, way back in high school, about 3 ice ages ago, I sat there and I looked at Milton Friedman and said, I think he plagiarized Adam Smith.
Wow.
But if you cut through all the double talk in economics and boil it down to what it is, it's wealth creation. Because when you take something a little value, increases value. You take, you know, there's the old story about the preacher's going around to the farmer. He's looking for donations of money. He says, oh, God has surely blessed you with such a gorgeous farm. And the farmer says, you should have seen it when God had it to himself. But at any rate, it's our efforts. Now, when you look at this and you realize that if somebody is not living off of wealth, which they have created in this fashion, they're taking wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't understand the difference between making a living and taking a living.
Mm-hmm.
When you make a living, you create something of value, and people are willing to give you something of value in return.
Makes sense.
Okay? Anything else is taking a living or living off of savings or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish the economics double talk would stop. I'm sick and tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. But classic economics was ditched in the 30s and the 40s, starting with the state-supported schools. All right, all of a sudden, you didn't have to read Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations. Now, he wrote at the time when the upper class and the lower class of England were sitting there, and all of a sudden these rich merchants started coming up out of the lower class, and the upper class didn't like this. And so they were trying to squelch mercantilism, trade, because trade is a form of wealth creation. If I have something, if I sell tires, and I got all these tires, and I don't need these tires, and you need tires, and we trade, we actually both are in a win-win situation, or sell anything. But I do want to bring that up. Saxon's algebra book is absolutely astounding. It is the best in the English-speaking world, and I've got probably a dozen different textbooks. One time I went before the County Board of Education Textbook Selection Committee, and I gave them a 3-minute spiel, you know, a little fraction of what I've given you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little handout, and I said, I am not associated with Saxon Publishing in any way, shape, or form, but I've seen flunkers turn into flyers. And they didn't adopt the book. 5 years later, or 10 years later, maybe, five, no, it's I can't remember. They had another textbook selection committee for math, and so I said, okay, I need to do this because I do technical stuff and I live in grade math and all kinds of technical junk. But they said, Mr. Lovell, are you a math professional? And I said, no, I'm not. Well, in the interest in quality control, we are only entertaining opinions of math professionals.
So,
at any rate... The bottom line, though, is that there is an active dumbing down.
Yes.
And a lot of people told me very simply, the reason why they didn't adopt that book because it's cheaper than the other books is, number one, has to do with local board kickbacks. Now, I don't know if that was the case here or not.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, if you think about the whole design of things, what you're talking about is textbooks that hold up under scrutiny over time. Now, I understand the need to perhaps update certain things, like history books, for example, but at the same time, certain things are relatively static. They don't change a whole lot, indicating that the textbook industry has no reason to market new and improved editions unless things are new and improved.
Well,
and obviously, you know, there is some sort of... you know, influence going on with these selection committees. I mean, it's patently obvious to me, and we've done some things on it before. Let me ask you to hang on for a second, Jim. Folks, we got a quick break here, and then we're back in only 3 minutes with some news and some phone calls. Of course, our number, 800-313-9443. Please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Good morning. Welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, but you knew that. Our phone number 800-313-9443. Jim in West Virginia, go ahead, sir.
Well, just going to say, once again, I brought the attention of one book to your attention, and SaxonPublishing.com.
Mm-hmm. Is there a specific book title that you're referencing or something that
algebra,
you think?
Algebra 1 is where kids hit the wall. They have pre-algebra or algebra half, I think they call it. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but they integrate geometry into algebra.
Mm-hmm.
And they're two algebra books, and they also have a calculus book. But normally you go algebra 1, then you forget it for a year. You do geometry, then you do algebra 2. And most
that's how I did it, and I took a beating on all of it.
Yeah, you kind of forget some, but he integrates geometry into the algebra books, too.
Well, I'll say this. I've never gotten an F in any subject in my life. I did get a D in algebra. Now, the D that I should say was, you know, 1 point above passing, which in a lot of schools would have been considered a C, but in my school it was pretty strict, I guess, with their rankings and grading system. So, you know, technically I barely squeaked by, and that was in geometry. Algebra, I did okay. Algebra, and then geometry, I had a really hard time with. Algebra 2, I had, you know, pretty difficult time, but not too bad. And again, you know, I always thought it was my fault. I really did. I always thought I'm forgetting something. If I had, you know, retained this information better, I'd be doing better. But at the same time, I also had a lot of teachers who didn't speak English very well.
It's not a learning disability. It's a teaching disability. If they're professional educators, it's a teaching disability.
Yeah.
And our country's best education occurred when I learned how to read McGuffey's Reader. I could read it four. I had two extra school teachers for parents. Oh, what a mild form of kid hell.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, I had to homeschool my son for a year, one of my son for 1 year and one for 2 years because the education system had so messed things up. And he sat there, and you could hear him studying the algebra. He'd slap his forehead and go, duh.
That's amazing. Well,
it's easy read. It's easy read.
I'll check it out, absolutely, and I think it'd be worth an interview. Do you think they'll have someone who can speak on it? I mean, the only other problem with it, you mentioned the guy in particular has passed on since then, but the only other problem with particular is math as a subject matter of discussion is inherently difficult to convey to people. You know, you need a lot of hands-on stuff.
I don't agree with that.
Really?
If you read this book, you will find that it's not true.
Well, yes, but to talk about a book that talks about math, I don't know how well that would play on the air.
I'll tell you how well it plays on the air. The miracle stories. If you go there, you can find many miracle stories. I just gave you two out of hundreds, many testimonies. But he takes math from the point of view of the bulldozer approach. He takes it off a layer at a time. And like in most math books, you do this chunk and then you do that chunk. It doesn't relate to the other one. Everything relates in this book, and he takes it a little layer, a layer, a layer.
Mm-hmm.
And you could find halfway through the book, what's 2 + 2?
Right.
So he never lets go of the basics.
That's nice.
But it's an astounding thing. Now, there's something else I would like to mention to you.
Sure.
You all were talking about privacy.
Mm-hmm.
I was an undercover drug informant while I was in college. Yeah. And then we were responsible for...
You were the man.
Oh, man.
People hated you.
We were responsible for no local bust. The only thing I did was I bought street drugs and handed them over to be analyzed. That's the only thing I did.
Did they pay you for that?
No. Because I had a friend who died of crystal meth.
Oh, I understand. Well, never mind then.
Yeah. So at any rate, but then after I became Christian, I realized the problem was in the hearts and the minds of the drug users, not the drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
One would go down, two more would pop up. So at any rate, I lived in utter fear the last year of that because nobody knew what I was doing really, and I was also dealing with a corrupt police department.
Yeah,
a corrupt detachment. But I had no protection. I didn't carry a badge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was from all sides. Also, I've known women who have been stalked.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a friend who just barely knew a guy who chose a life of crime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somehow or another, the police connected my friend with this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he found himself being harassed by the police.
Mm-hmm.
And he was being threatened by the bad guy.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, that whole JFK terrorism threat that they've been talking about at the airport, that's how they busted that ring, supposedly, was they got a drug, you know, convicted felon, I guess, and in order to get a lighter sentence, he infiltrated that terrorist ring as a supposed, you know, terrorist. But he did that to get a lighter sentence. So, you know, it's all about utilizing and squeezing all the in-betweens in order to get to somebody else, which, you know, sometimes is valid. And in the case of what you're talking about with your friend, I presume, is completely invalid.
Oh, what it boiled down to is very simple. Is he had known this guy off and on and knew him as a kid, but somehow he got linked up, and then the bad guy heard that the police had been visiting my friend, and then all of a sudden the bad guy was threatening my friend's life, and he ended up leaving town and everything else in the world.
Wow.
But you never know when you need the privacy.
That's right.
Because all of a sudden you can find yourself a target. You know, the same old story, tell the truth and duck.
But, yeah, that's true.
But yes. So the privacy information which this gentleman has is incredibly important.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
At this point, I feel no great need for it one way or the other. I'm not a target. I'm just, I'm just a geek.
Sure.
I'm not a threat to anybody. But, if you look into classic economics education, it's a lot different. I should let you go, shouldn't I?
Well, you can hang on if you would like. That's absolutely fine. I mean, we like the time we have on this show to be able to delve deep into the phone calls and not chase you guys away at every drop of the hat. And it's one of the appeals, I think, of the program for me, anyway. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Good morning. Welcome back, my friends. I'm thrilled that you're with us. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. And, back to Jim in West Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. But economics, just like math, is incredibly easy to understand if it's properly explained. Now, let me mention something else here. There are three universal languages, okay? Mechanical drawings and electronic schematics is one of them, okay? Music is the other, and math is the third. So, you know, these other countries in the world are doing very well with math. That tells me, number one, as I said, I see it as a teaching disability, not learning disability. If we have professional educators and they're not able to get across the kids, there are all kinds of different ways of learning, global learning, visual, auditory. We won't get into all that.
Yes.
But economics also, when you boil it down to the simple, is incredibly simple. Such as an entrepreneur finds the most efficient way of doing things. Therefore, he can produce something at the least expense and, therefore, hopefully at the most availability. Find a need, fulfill it in quality and quantity. And most important is the golden rule. That's just that simple. But that, but if you look back in the history of education in our country, and my parents watched the government take over the education, they were born in 1912,
And if you look back, you will find out that our best education occurred with very good textbooks and not so well-educated teachers. Normally, the teacher was a single lady before she married and had her family.
Mm-hmm.
So they just, as my mother says, just stay one step ahead of the students, one page ahead.
That's all you really need to do. And you're right. If your material is good, you can learn along with them. And, you know, like you said, pick it up, you know, the week before you go through your lesson plan in front of the students, go through it yourself at home, a little bit of homework perhaps.
Right.
So it makes sense.
And it's extremely, incredibly simple if you can do that, but you have to have the proper material. And I don't know how many times I've had kids in the neighborhood, you know, they knew I was into math, and so mm-hmm. they would bring their math textbooks, and I try to explain things and re-explain it. And a lot of them said, hey, just take this one with you.
I wish I had grown up with you so I could cheat it off you in class. Would have come in handy. I'm not above a little bit of cheating.
Well, a lot of times what will help a student in math particularly is if they read it from two different points of view.
Yeah, now, absolutely. Kind of like how we address the news.
Right, exactly. Get it from two points of view. You get a sculpture rather than a flat picture.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
And what's so very interesting is I sat there and I have gotten this across to only about 10% of the kids who I've worked with who would track me down. But, yeah, it is good text. That's what it's all about.
Wonderful.
And I will tell you, all jokes aside, I am very distressed about a lack of shortwave on your part. I do believe that just if these people who are out here, for instance, if they take this math information, say, forget going out to some special tutor, this, that, and the other, just get the book.
Mm-hmm.
That'll save them God knows how much money. They need to send some of those monies directly to you.
Well, and here's the thing, my friend. I've never been I'm always passionate about what I do because I believe in what I do. But I've never been good about selling myself, and I've never been good about – well, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things because I don't do it for an ego purpose. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't say that I'm the greatest broadcaster in the world, and I don't say that that my show is vital to your survival, to your understanding, to your continuation of operations, whatever that may be. But I do think that the content is. You know what I mean? So it's a different matter. It's not about me. It's about the show. And that's why, you know, I downplay myself on a regular basis, and that's because I want the show to be about the content, not about me personally.
You're educating. You're an educator, okay, whether you realize this or not. And the pitiful truth of the matter is our education system has become so perverted.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are about half the stuff they cover in schools, you never know your kid covers it unless you ask him.
Yeah.
You'll never see any papers from it. But the education system, I took one of my youngsters, he was flunking fifth grade, and halfway through the year, I found out he was doing real well in social studies, and then we went back to the beginning of the year. We got the whole year's curriculum starting in January. By the end of March, I had gone through an entire fifth grade curriculum with this youngster, and he was in the top 5% in every single test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he did very well when I homeschooled him. And homeschooling, the kids can't cheat.
Yeah.
So a lot of times people homeschool for a variety of reasons. It seems like the urban people will homeschool because of the safety of their children.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the very wealthy will homeschool.
Because they have the option, certainly.
Well, they have the option, and also they want their kid to get into a fancy school.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the suburban people, a lot of the times they will homeschool very simply is because of religious beliefs or what have you.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that the education system has failed. I have a lifelong friend who's a teacher, deeply committed Christian gentleman. He says everything the federal government has done to the education has messed it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, absolutely. There's a thing, and I had read this story on the air years ago, and it was a test of some sort from a long time ago. I mean, maybe like the 1800s, and it was an incredibly difficult series of questions. Difficult by my standards right now. Difficult by scholastic standards, meaning students in general. Probably almost impossible. I mean, there's no way they would know those things. Whereas people who were growing up in one-room schoolhouses where you've got different age groups all learning side by side because it's just a small community, you did have a higher standard of education and you had a higher level of learning available there. Now we try to cater to the lowest common denominator and set the pace of the slowest and most inept student in the class rather than trying to lift everybody up. We try to push everybody down, you know, no child left behind and whatnot.
Well, what really breaks my heart is the teachers are sitting there. I know a guy who was a vice principal at a school, and he stepped down for the position. He said he used to be the only thing you did was teach, and now you have several guns pointing at you. You have the material pointing at you. You have
Sure.
the administration pointing at you, and you have parents pointing at you. And he says the public schools, he predicts the public schools will be gone within a generation. Right now, there are education people. I'm an education freak. I have a friend of mine who works at the Job Corps. They can take a kid who can do four-function math and maybe not necessarily so good on long division and can read, and within a year and a half, get him through to his GED.
That's fantastic.
There are private software manufacturers right now who are putting together software packages which are interactive learning, and some of the homeschooling learning is like this. For instance, if you go through, it's just like a game. You have to achieve the next level in the game to go on. And if you get the wrong answer, they'll even tell you, well, what you did was you forgot to do this, that, or the other, blah, blah, blah. That's why you got this answer. So go back to, and it forces you and computer interactive software to go back and relearn it. And if it's well presented, it isn't that tough. I had a horrendous time with my first semester in calculus, and I got SAT scores, which are way up there, okay? But because of the book, and my dad looked at the book and just about barfed and says, here, take this. And the book was a fraction of the size of the book I had.
Yeah.
But it was clear, concise, no wasted words. The fundamental theorem of calculus was very simply explained to me.
Yeah.
Rather than birds on a wire, which is what my book said. So if you have youngsters, there are two black holes in education in America, besides basic morality and Christianity and the fact that we're responsible for our choices. One big black hole is math, and I've just given the solution to it. And anybody who has a kid who you know, as I said, where would you be without your Saxon algebra? He said, I wouldn't be in Purdue. But if people will understand how valuable the information is that we hand out, because the education, you're educating, you're making up for the lack of schools. All right, you're waking up the lack of the Food and Drug Administration, like that article, that story which you did on the people with who did the book on the Dressed to Kill. We're making up for the education in America. We're making up for mainstream. Now, if some of these people understand the utter value of this and support this, what you're doing, my God, how much money will it save them?
Yeah.
Now it's many times only 1 out of 10 came back and said thank you for healing me for leprosy. Okay.
Yeah.
The others probably thought, well, maybe it's something I did right, or maybe this isn't going to last, or who knows what they thought.
That's true.
But the bottom line is that your show is incredibly valuable, and I'm in a position to judge this because I'm a lifelong geek. Now, if the people, I mean, I was not born that way. I think I'm not very wealthy. At one time I was, but. A long time ago, but anyway, I pursued intellectual stuff rather than money. But what I'm trying to tell you is your show is so incredibly important, and if the listeners will understand this and support this financially, because they will gain so much. It's just like tithing. If you put out your 10%, God will take care of you. If your listeners will understand how, and I'm not on your payroll, you know that.
Yeah, I wish I had a payroll, brother.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm or Saxon Publishing or Adam Smith. He's been dead for a couple hundred years. But if your listeners would just sit there and think how valuable this information is. If a case of cancer costs average of $47,000, I think now, I don't do real well with numbers. Too much junk in the head now. But if they'll understand, listen. If I just change my habit of dress, my garments, for instance,
sure.
I can save myself $40,000 and God knows how much suffering.
Yeah, as well as, of course, Colonel Joe and Lee Kroc and
all
the other people.
Others.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. And if they'll just look and understand, hey, this double talk, economic double talk of M1 money supply and Federal Reserve, I used to understand and forgot all that garbage. But if they will understand that this is a lot of double talk, but if they'll look and understand that they have to produce something of value in this world, they will see what they're doing. And there are an awful lot of people who are living off of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to see that they're living off of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll understand the basics, and Milton Friedman's Free to Choose is gorgeous because it was written at a time when he was trying to stave off socialism, all right, in the late 70s. And some people say he was partially responsible for Ronald Reagan's election. I don't know. But the bottom line is you read Free to Choose, you will be economics so clear because it is not difficult. And if you have a youngster who has trouble with math, Saxon's algebra, and you don't have to be a math teacher to do it.
Well, and that's the whole thing about it is, you know, I would like to think that this show is worth something to somebody.
Oh,
and
God, yes.
And I hope that it is. I really do. And, you know, I've talked to, and here's the thing. I'm going to have to probably go out and pursue another job on the side or something like that to try to recoup some lost income and different things like that. Yep. And it, at any level, I mean, if that job becomes too demanding, this job that doesn't pay the bills is going to have to go away. And I don't want that. I really don't. And I do what I can to make the show interesting, informative, and important. You know, solution-based programming is what we try to do. But, you know, here's the thing. You may have heard last week we got a call from a guy, and he said, well, sorry to hear about Republic. Guess I'll find something else to listen to. You know what I mean? It's like that's the mindset of America out there. It's the same thing. Let's say, for example, that do you watch Fox or CNN or anything like that?
I don't watch TV.
All right. Well, let's say that you did, okay, and you get your news. Let's say that you're more, I don't know, Republican-leaning than Democrat. So you may watch Fox News. If Fox News goes off the air, you'll just say, oh, well, I'll just find something else to watch. That's the mindset. People don't...
I listen to Radio Prague, Radio Bulgaria,
sure.
I listen to Deutsche Welle, I listen, mm-hmm. listen to Radio Netherlands, CRI, Canada Radio, China Radio International, I listen to Radio Taiwan, I listen to North Vietnam. I've been a lifelong shortwave listener. I built my first good one when I was 10 years old, and I've been hooked ever since.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't listen to the mainstream media. Matter of fact, it's been 3 years, I do believe, at least 3 years since I've heard about the terrorists who took down the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
On anybody except BBC, CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and ABC, Australian Broadcasing Corporation. They come in here at about 3 o'clock in the morning. They go off about 9 or 10, something
mm-hmm.
like that. But I've always had a worldview which was different than the mainstream media. And shortwave listening has changed dramatically in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
It used to be that they would preach their propaganda
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, or they would preach what was going on in their country. Now they're desperately trying to get through, just like WWCR's commentators, Truther commentators, they're trying to get through to the American people. They're
mm-hmm.
trying to break through the shield
yeah.
of the mainstream media.
That's true.
So if you, people need to get shortwave. Mm-hmm. Not just for WWCR, and I listen to Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, anybody,
mm-hmm.
everybody, Peter J. Peters, Scriptures for America.
Sure.
But shortwave radio is for the intellectuals. Now, there are a bunch of ham radio operators out here who are very familiar with it, all right, because they've listened to it because it's on the ham bands,
mm-hmm.
all the long-haul ham bands. But if you listen to the rest of the world, you will see how the rest of the world views us. And you will see that there is a desperate effort. For instance, Germany would not go to war with us in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And our media trashed Germany. I listened to Deutsche Welle, and they came on the air and said, listen, number one, we have everybody we can draft. We've drafted them.
Mm-hmm.
Our own rules and regulations say our men get 2 weeks home every year. Some of them have been out in the field for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're patrolling the southern tip of Africa. We're patrolling the southern tip of South America, boarding cargo vessels, looking for contraband in the worldwide war on terrorism. This is like years ago, right before the run-up to the war of Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sat there, and the Germans said, our economy is in trouble. We can't afford this war.
Right.
But if you listen to Deutsche Welle, you sit there and suddenly realize, our mainstream media did not tell that to us.
Right.
So all jokes aside, you have an educational job,
mm-hmm.
whether you're aware of it or not. And you're making up, like I tell a lot of people, I'm not responsible for your education, but I'm awful dang tired of making up for your lack of it.
Mm, well said.
So that's what you're doing. And if these people out here will understand that knowledge is power, applied knowledge is power, should I say. Truth sets you free, but applied knowledge is power. Most of the things that you deal with are applications of knowledge. For instance, how valuable is your security? Put a dollar value on that. What if you found you were stalked tomorrow? What if you found out that you were being under surveillance by the police
mm-hmm.
and the person who you had known as a kid and had occasional contact with had threatened your life? How important
yep.
would this security information be?
It would be of paramount importance.
Of paramount importance. You couldn't put a dollar value on
right.
it.
Right. That's
so
true.
I don't know if you can put out a personal address where people can donate to you personally or not.
There's an address on my website, a mailing address.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's an awful lot of people who have saved millions of dollars now and in the future. Now, Frank, if you had a car wreck tomorrow, that'd be real, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Very real. It just hasn't happened yet. Correct?
Well, don't say yet.
Well, but
what's wrong with you? You're cursing me.
Yeah, but stop and think about it. All right.
Yeah.
Event is, if you had a car wreck tomorrow, if I had a car wreck tomorrow, I'll take it to me. If I had a car wreck tomorrow, that would be very real. It just hasn't happened yet.
Right.
and to be very honest with you, there's an awful lot of information which you give out which save people money in the future, whether it's information about economics
whether it's information about politics, education, health, privacy. Go down the list. How much is it worth?
It's a good question.
And I'm imploring your audience, and I want you to understand how much you're worth.
Well, that means the world to me. It does.
Well, it's the truth.
I know, and I appreciate that. And I believe in what we're doing. I believe in the network. I believe in John Stattmiller, owner of the network. And I understand. I mean, financial crunches happen because we do.
Everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is a situation where radio has to be able to at least pay for itself, and it's not. It's not right now. And, you know, who knows what changes will happen as a result of that.
Well, by golly, if people have an inkling of an idea of how valuable the information is that you give out, I'm not just talking about me, believe me. I'm a tiny little blip on the screen. But it just, you constantly are bringing up things which are of importance to people economically, emotionally, spiritually.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim, more than you probably realize because I got to sound like I have it together. But you've moved me, and I appreciate that so much.
I want to move your listeners.
Well, I hope that you do. I really do, because, again, folks, as things get worse for all of us, the information becomes more important, and we got to keep that in mind. Jim, God bless you, sir. Folks, we'll be back in three. Stay with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help you with the freedom from the system.
Hello?
Hello?
Fuel prices.
Hello?
More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an instant.
Hello?
Cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your own house water system, and heat your home. These
state-of-the-art Thomas?
Stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web. So visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com says that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and we are wrapping up here, but I'll try to squeeze in another call or two. Keep in mind, of course, this hour is being brought to you by Soleil Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the salt crystal lamps, skin and oral care products, natural foods, and more. Check the website for more information. That's www.natural-salt-lamps.com, or you can call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome to the show. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Did you see Greg Palast article on caging?
No.
You haven't heard about it. I haven't heard a thing about it on the radio today.
When did it come out?
Let's see. I got the date here. The 5th.
Okay.
The 31st. Well, it was the 31st, and it's... They got Carl Rove's emails.
Oh, yeah. Well, we interviewed Greg Palast and talked about that.
Oh, did you? Because
yeah.
When did you do this?
I don't know.
Oh, because I missed it. I was really, when I saw this yesterday, I was just in total shock.
Yeah, we talked about it before it actually was out. He mentioned it and talked about who was involved and various things like that. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't know if you knew it. Well, thank you.
That's it?
Well, yeah, that's it.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Amazing. Folks, as I had mentioned to you at the beginning of this broadcast, I wasn't even sure we were going to be on at all this week, but we are. Tonight, we're on shortwave. Tomorrow, I don't believe we will be. So keep that in mind. And keep in mind what I had mentioned to you about this satellite dish and KU band receiver. It's a great alternative to shortwave frequencies. You also, of course, pick up the feed directly off the satellite. And, it may seem like there's a difficult setup, perhaps, but it should be relatively easy for most people if you're technically oriented, certainly. But you can get a professional out there to look at this for you. $150, basically. It's $149.95. And the KU band will pick up everything on this entire network, as well as the other networks as well. Just about everybody's doing KU satellite broadcast. So it's really a convenient way for you to pick up satellite radio and be able to listen to anything you want at any time. And then, of course, if you add this FM transmitter, the digital transmitter, you can broadcast it to local meaning in your house, stereos that would pick up the same frequency, anything on the FM dial, headsets, Walkmans, portable boomboxes, whatever it is, even a home stereo. So in essence, you could hear it without being confined to the speaker in front of your computer or the speaker in front of your shortwave radio. So keep that in mind, as we will not be on shortwave for a little while. But I am here now, and this week, we have cut the show down to 3 hours. It will probably be 3 hours for a while, and it will probably be off shortwave for a while. So keep all this in mind. I'll let you know, obviously, what's going on. For those of you who have only shortwave, consider the satellite dish. And, of course, you can call Republic Broadcasting Studios at 800-724-2719. That is the number to get a hold of management, and anybody can answer your questions about all the wonderful products available in the store. Now, remember, any purchase through RBN does help fund our operations. And again, it's a simple matter of economics. Things have to pay for themselves, folks. Otherwise, they do not continue on in their current form. And I would like to continue doing the show. But again, it just depends. I mean, some people view it as perhaps valuable, and some people obviously don't listen enough to know what we're talking about, perhaps. I don't know. It's just one of those things. But, you know, I got to tell you, I certainly appreciate all of you guys, and I love all of our interactions, and I hope to be hearing from more of you more often in the future. And I guess we'll see you tomorrow evening for another exciting edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. God bless you guys. Have a spectacular day.
A message for all.